Hey, good morning. It is Thursday, and this is Pastor Len, and it's time for 10 with Pastor Len. Thank you once again for joining in. I truly love and appreciate each and every one of you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love, for your prayers of praise and thanksgiving, for your words of encouragement, your texts, your letters, and for your financial support. Without you, we couldn't exist. Daddy God supplies all our needs through you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I hope you enjoyed last night's Bible study. I know it's a message that I'll be listening to over and over again. Over and over and over again. And I hope you will too. So we're continuing with Pastor Lenny's translation of Psalm 23. Now, we've done four verses. Today we're going to do verse 5, and tomorrow we'll do verse 6, and we'll be finished with it. But so far, I'm going to be reading the first four verses that we have done from the King James Version of the Bible. And it speaks to us like this. Psalm of David, Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, I talked about this a little bit last night when I was talking about the disciples, how scared they were out in the open water. I alluded to the fact that perhaps they didn't know Psalm 23. How could they not know Psalm 23? Of course they knew Psalm 23. How could they not know the writings of Isaiah? Where it talks about, you will pass through the fire and it will not harm you. You'll be in the floods, the waters of the floods, and it will not, harm you. How could they know that? And they're with a miracle worker. And in spite of being with a miracle worker and knowing the Psalms, Psalm 23, how could they be? So we talked about that last night. And so now we're going to read the first four verses from the Pastor Lenny's translation. Oh, I like Pastor Lenny's translation so much better. And I hope this blesses you and it encourages you, because that's what it is meant to do. That is what I'm called to do right now. Bless and encourage you. Holy Spirit is blessing and encouraging you, and he's just using me. This is Holy Spirit blessing and encouraging you. Psalm 23, Pastor Lenny's translation. First one. The Lord is my shepherd, my guide, my ruler, my teacher, my protector, my provider. And because he is, I will never fail at anything. I will never be in want of anything. I will never become less than his chosen, righteous, beloved, perfect child, and I will never have a need. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. And that's you. That's for you. That's a word for you. Verse 2, he causes me to live and dwell in rest. He causes me to live and dwell in rest. Immortality and newness of life. With great care, he brings me to the watering place of the regeneration of his word, where I am transformed to my true identity, to be just like him. Verse 3, he restores me to my intended glory and position. He brings me to an accepted position of righteousness, where I am at complete peace with my daddy God, with Father. Yes. Verse 4, I love this verse. Oh, I love this verse. This is the verse that I took and made my very own. If I were to find myself in a deep and dark place of extreme danger, distress, or even death, I will never be afraid. Woo! Hallelujah. His powerful support will be my great comfort. I'm going to take a little drink of my coffee. I hope that's okay. It's made from my espresso coffee maker that my wife bought for me at my birthday. Wow, that is good. That is good. I know you're all having your coffee, especially you, Cindy. I know you can't even, you can't do anything. You can't begin your day without that cup of coffee. So you all know how special coffee is. So now we're going to be looking at verse 5. Oh, this is beautiful. Even in the King James Version. Verse 5 in the King James Version tells us, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Verse 5 from Pastor Lenny's translation. Ooh, I like this one a little bit better. Hallelujah. I hope it blesses and encourages you. I hope I'm blessing and encouraging you. That's what I am intending to do. That's what God has told me my assignment is. And I hope Holy Spirit is doing a good job of using my lips, my tongue, my mouth, my mind. Verse 5. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overrunneth." Pastor Lenny's translation. Psalm 23, verse 5. "Never will I be in fear of the adversary." It's another verse I cling on. "He prepared a feasting table fit for a king for me to be strengthened from. He has filled me with his anointing so much so it constantly flows from within." I'm going to read that again. "Never will I be in fear of the adversary," any adversary, "because he has prepared a feasting table fit for a king to be strengthened from. He has filled me with his anointing so much so it constantly flows from within." Oh, that's powerful. I meditate on this psalm every day, every night. We'll never live in fear. In fact, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, it says, "Perfect love casts out fear." We can't be perfected in fear. Fear brings torment. I will never be in fear of the adversary. I will never be in fear, period. Because I'm in love. I'm in God's love. Because I am in his restful place where he's taken me, where he has rested me. That's where I live and I dwell. "He has prepared a feasting table fit for a king for me to be strengthened from." His word is a feasting table given to me, given to you, to strengthen us, to comfort us, to embolden us, to lead us, to guide us, to empower us. Think about all the many scriptures. "My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. By his stripes I was healed. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and of death. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. And since that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, he will energize and revive and renew my mortal body." Wow. Praise him. I feast. I feast. I feast from his table that has been prepared for me, that is fit for a king to be strengthened from. And he has filled me with his anointing. So much so that it overflows. Paul in chapter 1 of Ephesians says, "I pray that you would know the exceeding greatness of the power that is in you, the same power that raised Jesus up from the dead." You have that power. be blessed. 10 minutes. I hope you were encouraged with this word. Thank you for spending 10 minutes with Pastor Len. We'll see you Friday.